listen to Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade.
Holiday greetings to all you folks listening, the whole band and the hundreds of boys and gals who are here in the Cafe Rouge attending our USO matinee. We hope all you folks at home had a swell Christmas. Today our sunset serenade is dedicated to you and the boys in Uncle Sam's armed forces everywhere, on land, on sea, and in the air. To all of you, the close of our theme, here we go again with a tune by the same name.
Swell tunes coming out of the Tin Pan Alley these days, and Ray's going to sing one of the best, The White Cliffs of Dover.
Oh, This is Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City, being heard in Canada through the stations of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
Ever after, tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Johnny will go to sleep in his own little room again.
This is Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City.
Looks like there's plenty of that swell Christmas spirit still hanging around. It's probably old Santa Claus on his way back from north. Anyway, here's Mary and Tex, Ernie, and the Modern Airs with Jingle Bells. Yes, I was right. Old Sandy still is hanging around. Now, Introduction to a Waltz. And what an introduction. 187 bars of it to 8 bars of waltz. Listen. Good friend Martin Block, custodian of the make-believe ballroom. Ray sings it for you as a swell tune. This is No Laughing Matter.
I thought we'd never part. what of all the moonrays shared together beside a garden wall? Love can always have such perfect weather.
Before continuing with the music, we have a very important visitor here today that I'd like to introduce. He's our friend Herman Finkus from the Motion Picture Daily. Welcome, Herman. Come in.
Hello, Glenn. It sure is a pleasure to come here today and see this grand crowd attending your USO matinee. It's a particularly happy occasion for me because today it is my privilege, on behalf of Motion Picture Daily, to present you with this scroll for your having been voted the best swing orchestra by over 600 radio editors throughout the United States and Canada in the 6th annual radio poll conducted by Motion Picture Daily and Fame. Congratulations to you, Glenn, and your fine organization.
Well, thank you, Herman, and I'd like to assure you on behalf of the band and myself, we sure appreciate this honor. I hope that you'll give our thanks to Motion Picture Daily for conducting this poll and giving the people, the radio editors, an opportunity to vote. Makes us all feel pretty much like the title of this next tune, if you know what I mean. It's Oh So Good. Thanks again. Mission time, but it'll be a very short one, so don't go away. We know you folks at home will want to join us in our salute to the men in Uncle Sam's service everywhere. You can do your part in paying tribute to them by just standing by for the next few seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to, as you know, Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade. Coming to you from Hotel Pennsylvania, New York, presented by the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company. And now we continue with Glenn Miller's Sunset Serenade. Carry on, Glenn. And here he is, the head man.
Thank you, Bill. Here we are with part two of our Sunset Serenade, dedicated to our men in the service all over the world, and, of course, to you folks back home. Before starting our salute, here's one you've been asking for, and, of course, we're glad to answer your request. Again, when we finish our theme, we'll play your old friend, Tuxedo Johnson.
Listen, already know, each week we send to five camps located in different parts of the country a gift of 50 recordings of famous American artists. At the same time, we ask them the name of the camp's favorite tune and play these tunes on this serenade as our salute to our armed forces everywhere. Then we ask you folks at home to pick out your favorite tune from among those the boys have chosen. Send it to us. The camp whose tune receives the greatest number of your votes then wins our special prize of a beautiful radio phonograph combination. Well, it looks like you folks are getting a holiday all around, because every one of the five camps to be saluted today picked the same tune as their favorite. Well, I think you know what it is. It's Chattanooga Choo Choo. That was the top tune of all five camps, and it looks like Miller's got to come clean with five radios. While we're on the subject, I can't think of anything we'd rather do, especially at this time of year. So for Camp Walters in Texas, Fort Casey, Washington, Pine Camp, New York, Camp Forest, Tennessee, and the U.S. Marine Corps at Norfolk, Virginia, here's Marion, Tex, and the Modern Airs, and that Chattanooga Choo Choo.
About a quarter to four. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore.
Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer.
Then you have your ham and eggs in Carolina.
When you hear the whistle blowing eight to the bar, then you'll know that Tennessee is not very far.
Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling.
Woo-hoo, Chattanooga, there you are.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station. I used to call Funny Face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
So Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard,
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
all aboard.
Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga choo-choo.
That was Chattanooga Choo Choo, the unanimous choice of our five camps for today. Camp Walters, Texas, Fort Casey, Washington, Pine Camp, New York, Camp Forest, Tennessee, and the U.S. Marine Corps at Norfolk, Virginia. Looks like the men in Uncle Sam's armed forces are really united when it comes to their musical favors, as well as their determination, along with every one of us, to fight for the things that are really important to us here in America. You know, they all started this, and it's up to all of us to finish it. And I know we can do the job. Here's a tune about the happy little cobbler, Papa Nicolini. Marion, Tex, and the Modern Airs are going to tell you all about what makes Pop such a popular little guy.
Can mend any tattered shoe, Papa Nicolini. He's your friend anytime you're blue, Papa Nicolini. People send all their troubles to Papa Nicolini, 'cause he trades all their old dreams for new. children stop at his little shop looking for a penny. Though he's poor, still you may be sure he has given many. And I'm told with his heart of gold, Papa Nicolini will make all of your daydreams come true. Monday, right up till Sunday, he's patching and mending old shoes. From Sunday right up till Monday, he'll mend all your heartaches and blues.
Texas, Texas, why do you walk that way?
My shoes need fixing, ain't got the dough to pay.
You should see old Papa Nicolini if that's the way you feel. Papa Nicolini knows what to do with a heel.
Can he mend any tattered shoe, Papa Nicolini?
He's your friend anytime you're blue, Papa Nicolini.
Then I'll send all my troubles to Papa Nicolini.
Cause he trades all your old dreams for new.
Children stop at his little shop looking for a penny.
Though he's poor, still you may be sure he is given many.
And I'm told with his heart of gold, Papa Nicolini
will make all of your daydreams come true.
This time the dream's on me. A swell tune and an equally fine lyric, and Ray to sing it for you.
Close together, wait and see. Oh, by the way, this time the dream's on me. You'll take my hand and you look at me adoringly. But as things stand, this time the dream's on me. It would be fun to be certain that I'm the one to know that I. This time the dream's on me.
Nice going, Raymond. I'll hear here's the tune we introduced a short time back, and the little gal seems to be doing pretty well for herself. Marion Tex and the Modern Airs and Dear Arabella.
Life's okay,
but Arabella,
I miss you more each day. While I'm parading and reducing fore and aft, I hope that your love won't get cold in the draft.
Kindly remember wherever you may be,
you're your private property.
Dear Arabella,
remember I'm your fella and you're mine, all mine. Hey, Sergeant, hold my mop and pail. Won't you clean up while I go and get my mail?
You got a letter from Arabella.
Well, I'm Arabella's fella.
There's an airmail special on its way.
She writes the same thing every day.
Dear Private Johnny, don't worry over me, 'cause Private Johnny, I'm fickle as can be. I put your picture by the sofa near the fire for me and my boyfriend to sit and admire. They may want kisses, but I am always true. I close my eyes and make believe it's you.
So, ducky fella, you can depend on Arabella.
Don't you drop me a line, tall, dark, private.
Arabella, my Arabella. Oh, won't you tell me that you're mine?
Like Marion and Tex and the Modern Airs were sort of joined by a community sing on that one. Well, there's another thing here. That guy Elmer really started something when he wrote that tune of his. Everybody sort of went for it in a big way, including Ray and the Modern Airs. And they're going to sing it for you now.
It's plain as the moon.
It's just Elmer's
makes a lady of 80 go out on the loose? Why does a gander meander in search of a goose?
What puts the kick in a chicken, the magic in June? It's just Elmer's tune.
Listen, listen. There's a lot you're liable to be missing.
Singing, swinging, any old way and any old time.
The hurdy-gurdy's, the birdies, the cop on the beat, the candy maker, the baker, the man on the street.
The city charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon, all sing Elmer's tune.
City charmer, the farmer, the man in the moon,
all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune. They all sing Elmer's tune.
You probably remember that there wasn't any Sunset Serenade last week. So today, here and now, we're going to award the phonograph to the camp that won on the last serenade that we broadcast. And we got a rather special guy here to do that. He's a boy that used to play in our band. He's now stationed at Fort Benjamin Harrison out near Indianapolis in Indiana. And the boys had him here, brought him here from where he's stationed to enjoy the Christmas holidays, and we're making a little party of it for him as a sort of a party for all of us. We're so glad to see him. He's our former bass player and a swell guy, Trigger Alpert. Trigger, say hello.
Hello.
That's good. You think those boys at Fort Benjamin Harrison are listening in?
Yeah, man, I know they are.
Listen, you get our serenades out there quite often, don't you?
Sure, all the time.
You're a camp on the radio, is that right?
You said.
Do the boys like it?
Yeah.
Well, they played a jive on it, I suppose?
Oh, nothing but jive, man.
Oh, yeah? They got the records, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, Trig, you know just how much fun these things can be and how much enjoyment they mean to the guys in the camp. So I think it'd be a good idea. Excuse me, I'm a little nervous. I mean, maybe it's you, dear, huh? I think it'd be a good idea if you'd just present the camp that won on our last serenade. So
I'd be glad to,
you
man.
Get at the business in hand there, partner.
Solid.
Get up close to that microphone and tell them about it.
Well, today the winner of the special award goes to the camp whose tune polled the most votes on Glenn's Salute of December the 13th. Now, there were plenty of votes for all the tunes, but that Chattanooga Choo Choo started off with full steam up and never lost the lead. And so the Naval Training Station at Pensacola, Florida, wins the radio phonograph combination because they picked Chattanooga, as their favorite.
Well, that's good, Trig. That's fine. You did a good job, too. I bet the boys of Benjamin Harrison will really be proud of you. Now we got to get on with the musical program. Congratulations, sailors, from all of us, and we hope you'll get a lot of pleasure from your new set. While you're preparing to do the job, we know you're ready and waiting to wade into it. Now, you folks at home, our American heroes of today, will know what support they're getting when all of us civilians turn out patriotism into dollars. For ships and planes and tanks and guns, it's up to all of us to buy all the United States defense bonds and stamps within our means. Every bank, post office, and retail dealer has them. Don't wait any longer. Get them today. Make it our way of keep them flunked.
Sunset Serenade. We're glad you could be with us. We hope you'll be around next Saturday at this time, and we'll be back with more tunes for you folks at home, and our salute to the boys in Uncle Sam's armed forces everywhere. All this, of course, is contingent upon the schedule of the National Broadcasting Company, which, as you know, is overtaxed right at the moment, and if they can possibly find the time, we'll be back with our serenade. So keep your station tuned to the same spot you have it this afternoon, and look for us. If we can, we'll be there. In the meantime, buy defense bonds. Remember, we're living in the greatest country in the world. And above all, just like I just said, we have to keep them flying.
Thank you very much, Glenn Miller, for another very delightful Saturday USO Sunset Serenade. And that, ladies and gentlemen, means goodbye till next time to Glenn Miller and the boys. This is the Blue Network, operated by the National Broadcasting Company.